on the hit list on KMFM this evening. I am joined by Tinashe. Hello, you're right.
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I am very good. I am so jealous of your Instagram and Twitter at the moment because you're just traveling all over the world.
I stay busy, which is good. It's a blessing for sure.
But how do you deal with the jet lag? Because that's the thing that's... I went to America in February and I was knocked out for like 3 days after that. How do you deal with it?
I just don't have the luxury. I don't have the time to sleep. So you just can't be jet lagged. I just keep drinking tea.
Properly embracing the British culture then. Because I remember I saw you live in Heaven, as in Heaven the venue in London. And honestly, it's not just because you're on the line at the moment, but it was one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That's so nice. Well, I have another one coming up, so you should come to that one too. Maybe it'll be better.
So when's that?
June 29th at Coco in London. Yeah, it'll be fun.
You were talking about your upcoming album. Is it still Joyride?
Yes, it is.
Because so many people have questions about it. I look online and it's when's it coming? You released Night Ride last year. Is Joyride on the way this year?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the goal.
Do you know when?
Nope.
Is it one of these things where it's just like, it's coming, but I can't tell you any more than that?
I don't know any more than that.
Am I right in thinking that you've been in the studio with Max Martin?
I have, yeah.
What's he like to work with? Because when you look at his kind of back catalogue of all of the songs that he's worked on, it's just unreal. He's like a pop music machine. Yeah. Is there like a secret in the studio? Like, does he do like a yodel before he gets... Is there something weird that he does just to make...
He's got a lot of crystals in that studio, and his studio was like Frank Sinatra and Marilyn Monroe's old house, so maybe it's just like got great energy.
Do you prefer writing with somebody or do you prefer writing alone?
I prefer writing on my own in my own space, like in my bedroom studio, but I also enjoy collaborating with people. So I think I need to do a little bit of both just because I like to switch it up. Don't want to do the same thing all the time, but yeah.
Sure. So if you have a writing session booked in on your own next week and you had to create the perfect atmosphere for you to write in, what would you have? Where would it be? What sort of room would it be? Would you have snacks? Because snacks are very important to me. What would be snacks in this perfect writing room?
It would just be somewhere that I was really comfortable. It doesn't have to be like a huge, crazy studio, just like a simple mic setup and, you know, maybe some candles, make it just really nice and relaxed and chill. I have like a starlight in my room, like that just like projects like green and like blue lights. So it's just kind of like fun. I'm super laid back in the studio. I want to wear like sweatpants, you know, just barefoot.
It sounds like the perfect way to work, to be fair.
Yeah, thanks.
Although I think I'd struggle because the way that you've just described sounds like my perfect like bedroom just to go to sleep in.
Yeah, there you go.
KMFM.
So good to hear this again. One of my favourite songs of last year, Snake Hips, Tinashe and Chance the Rapper with All My Friends on KMFM. You're listening to Glenn Scott and Tinashe is hanging out on the show this evening.
KMFM.
I'm seeing you all over Twitter at the moment on this UK kind of tour, speaking to loads of people in the press. You're speaking to a lot of people, a lot of interviews.
Yeah.
Is there one question that you wish you were asked?
I'm just excited about the new music and about Flame and the show coming up on the 29th. Those are the three things that are on my mind.
Yeah. What question do you get the most then?
When's Joyride coming?
And that was the one I went in with straight away. I should have asked this question first and then you would have answered it and it would have seemed like it wasn't part of this interview prep.
There you go. No,
so we'll scrap everything and we'll pretend that never happened. Okay.
Perfect. Let's start over.
We're talking about Flame. Your new single, it's out now. It's sounding so good when we play
Thank
it on
you,
the station. How did that track come about?
Well, I wanted to write a song that was, you know, super personal, something that people could relate to. I feel like everyone who's been in a relationship has kind of gone through that period where it gets kind of, you know, things are going wrong and you don't really know what to do next. You don't know if you should break up. You don't know if you should still have hope. You don't know if it's your fault or their fault. You don't really know what went wrong. And all those questions and that weird feeling and having, you know, hope that you can still rebuild it. That's kind of what Flame's about.
And the video is crazy as well. It ends, obviously, with a lot of fire. crazy in a good way, because just in case that was misinterpreted.
Yeah. And in a crazy way.
Did they have to, like, fireproof you? Because you were close to the fire.
Anti-fire all over my body. yeah, no. We didn't fireproof anything.
Because how close were you to it?
It was actually not real flames.
Oh, no. I didn't want to know that.
Yeah, I could have lied and been like, I was like 1 inch away.
On the YouTube video, the most comments that I've seen have been about the dog. They're saying they wanted to know.
What happened to the dog?
Yeah, loads of people are like, what happened to the dog? Please tell me the dog made it out of the CGI.
The dog in the fire.
In the CGI flames. Is the dog all right?
That's my real dog. So yeah, she's all right.
Thank you so much for chatting today.
Thank you.
And I'm going to hit play on Flame. Can I leave you to introduce it, please?
Absolutely. I'm Tinashe, and this is my brand new song, Flame. Cold in the night when I hold you close.